Welcome to what should be a fairly quick podcast because I have colonoscopy that I got to walk over to UTMC for. But I am, no one should be this excited for something like that. But as you've heard me mention, it's I'm only getting it because I'll be knocked out anyway, and it's free. And my dad has always drilled into my head. Be proactive about your health. It's, what is it, in the old line of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of care. My dad has always been on me to get my physicals, and I always have. My brother has lagged in that, but like physicals are free these days, and they always really kind of have been. Hell yeah, I'll get that taken care of. So that's in a little bit, but I am delighted because of last night. One thing much more than the other, I'll leave the other on the table. But first, a quick story. A little more of a huff than I expected. So I took the bus to work today. You hear me constantly touting, use TARDA, and our area and region is not going to meet its potential or the visions of many potential visionaries. These visions will turn into simply dreams unless TARDA is as effective as possible. It's not where I'd like it to be. The growth has been incremental, being out in Oregon. There's more muddy shuttles this year. Down in Maumee as well. It's not where I'd like it to be, but it is definitely not unusable. Got that? So I took the bus to work today because I obviously can't drive for my colonoscopy. I will be anesthetized, and hopefully I come out quickly of it, because I got to tell you, so I did, Scott Silak from Mental Health Board was here to talk about the levy, and Scott's like, oh, you're getting a colonoscopy? Do the pills. I'm like, what are those? He's like, you don't have to drink the stuff. I drank the stuff, but this was like 17 years ago for a hypochondriac-driven colonoscopy. So I got the pills because I actually couldn't do pills when I was a little boy. Now, I'll swallow anything. So I got the pills. It was 12 fairly sizable pills. Take two small pills, and that's one of these. Take three tiny pills, and it was not a small thing. Like, looked like a supplement size, maybe like if you take vitamin D. I don't know what you take. So it was 12 of those, and I had to do it in 15 or 20 minutes. So I just wanted to get the damn thing over with. So I just popped the pills. I set a timer on my phone, stood up so I didn't like digest this awkwardly. And every minute, popped the pill and was done. And the night of 1,000 flushes, as my friend called it, was not so bad, because I go to the bathroom a lot because I drink a lot of fluids. But I also eat a lot of protein and fiber. So I spend a lot of time. Like, that's why this diet this week was obnoxious. No vegetables, no fruits, no, complex carbohydrates. Like, I had cereal this week for the first time in ever. I had water ice. That's the only thing I've eaten. In fact, the worst part of this was not the pills. So, you know, like drinking that stuff and you can do pills. It was very easy. I was done in 15 minutes. Then an hour later, I had to drink more water. And then 30 minutes later, more water. My two gripes with this was, I love water. I drink two things. I haven't had coffee in 2 months. I drink two things, alcohol and water. Maybe a diet soda or two per week at most. Every now and then, maybe I'll have some tea. But I am sick of water after drinking on that schedule. I'd rather drink it on my time, not this prep time. So I'm sick of water, and I'm sick of not eating. I have not had anything since it. Like maybe 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. I had two small cups of Luigi's Italian water ice. TARDA was fine. I walked over to the bus stop out in front of Fridays. Spent 10 minutes on the phone with my brother. The bus trip was shorter than I expected. It didn't loop around one neighborhood. I'm glad I looked up, or else I would have missed my stop at Airport and Burn. I didn't realize there was such an incline on Burn there. I was sweating a little bit. Got to up my incline on the treadmill at the gym. I hate running. I'll do the walks, though. Overall, it was... And I show up early for things. I think I got to the bus stop at like 10:55, left the house at 10:50 or so. So it was like a 40-minute ordeal, and most of it was walking. So, take TARDA. It was $1.50. And if you think that I was afraid for my life on the bus, I was not. Nobody on the bus wanted to sit next to anybody else. There were four people. And it came exactly on time. Go into your Maps app on your phone. Use the directions, like put in a couple of addresses, and then look over a couple of icons. There's drive, walk, bike, public transit, and TARDA. TARDA's route will pop up on there. Back to Luigi's Italian Water Ice. It was weird to see water ice written on the prep sheet. Like, nobody here knows what water ice is. You call it Italian ice. It was very good. And it dovetails into last night. So the other thing I wasn't going to mention was the 76ers beat the Knicks. That's great. My friend who you've heard a bunch of times, Stuart James from the Ability Center, huge Knicks fan, was going to go over last night, but I didn't want to be shitting in his toilet every 10 or watching the game from his toilet. So we were texting all last night. And the NFL draft was also last night. And at least on the radio show, I have mentioned this regularly. Quinyon Mitchell, the cornerback from the Rockets, was going to be maybe the highest drafted Rocket player ever. That was Dan Williams, who was like 10 or 11 overall in the early to mid 90s. A lot of quarterbacks got taken. A lot of offensive players got taken. Only a few defensive players. So Quinyon Mitchell, through no fault of his own, was the very first cornerback taken. And I think maybe the third or fourth defensive player taken overall. So really excited for him. And I watched some video of him this morning. And why did he, like, other schools wanted him to leave. Other players left the Toledo program, and he could have done the same and gone to a bigger school. In fact, I read today, actually he said it on TV last night, Nick Saban, the former Alabama coach, was like, yeah, he was one of the players we targeted in the portal. And then either somebody told him or he realized Quinyon Mitchell was never in the portal to transfer. How about that? So sorry, Michigan people, close your ears. The best coach ever on one of the best, in one of the best programs in history, wanted a Toledo kid, but he was exercising extreme loyalty. And I guess loyalty came into play here because I had no idea that Jason Candle was really good friends, college roommates at Mount Union when they played football there. Jason Candle was roommates and good friends with the Eagles coach. So once I saw certain players picked, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to step to the Eagles pick and Mitchell hasn't been taken. I was pretty confident the Eagles were going to trade back to take him or just take him because they needed a cornerback. And he hopefully will be the next great one. I am delighted. You know that I have done sports talk radio before. I can talk about sports as intelligently as any layperson. I know my way around. I don't ever want to go back to sports talk radio. I don't follow it that closely anymore, but I know enough. In fact, I don't really... Last night was the first sporting event I watched from beginning to end since the Super Bowl, and I don't know what was before that. I'd rather watch my shows because I can follow the games or catch up on the games with websites and Twitter and all that stuff. So my fandom was reawakened last night because the nexus of my two homes came together and I was happy and delighted and elated. I could have called my dad because my dad's weird. He's like a college kid. He stays up late, wakes up at like 7 and let his dog, like he's 75 and retired. You think he'd be up at 4 a.m. and asleep at 4 p.m. It's the opposite. He stays up late, wakes up early to walk his dog, and then if I call him before 9, he will not be pleased. So I spoke to him this morning, went to lay down and go to bed last night because I think I was all pooped out for the night. After Mitchell was drafted, a couple of friends reached out. They're like, tell me about this kid. I'm like, perfect. Like the perfect pick. I hope he is successful. But it was great to see the nexus of my two homes. Philadelphia is, I know I still say it's my home. It's my hometown. This is my home. My heart is in both places. My heart is arguably now here more because of the attachments I've been able to make here. And there's so few of those strings and tensiles left back home. It's just family and a couple of friends. I had a lot of radio friends and they all left. And I don't keep up with a lot of high school friends. At least when I go home, they don't have time to catch up with me because they have big families. But we talk over text and whatnot. So I'm delighted. I'm happy. I'm going to root like crazy for him to be a star player. In fact, I grew out of buying jerseys. I was a kid in high school. In high school, and maybe middle school too, there was a jersey arms race, specifically with NBA jerseys. It was when like Shaq and the Magic jerseys were cool and all the Charlotte Hornets teal jerseys were hot. And they were only like $40. So it was like a jerseys arms race in middle and high school. Had a couple of NFL jerseys, no baseball jerseys, maybe a hockey jersey. A friend of mine who's probably listening to this, he found some site in Asia that sold, I guess, supposedly authentic jerseys for like $59. And I bought a bunch 15 years ago, but none since then. I'm like, you know what? I don't look good in these things. I'm not that kind of sports fan. I know I wear my sports hats and stuff, but that's just because of the colors and whatnot. I might buy a Quinion Mitchell jersey just because it is emblematic and symbolic of really my entire life. Very happy for all my friends with all that, both here and there. Maybe I can make some ties together now. Sean Hegarty, I think, is also delighted. He actually grew up just a couple of streetlights on a thing like the Anthony Wayne Trail away from me. I think that's it. If this gets to you in time, Flo Rida Fridays on Q105 every Friday, a new Flo Rida song to listen for to win tickets for his show this summer at Promenade Pavilion is the new name. There's also, they're doing some job fairs for that. So if you don't want to win or you can't win the tickets, you don't want to buy tickets, go work the venue and still kind of get to experience the show. All right, it's 11:54. I got to start walking over at 12:30. Goodbye.